Hi, and welcome to the Indie Music Podcast, the podcast for independent musicians and other music professionals. We're your hosts, myself, Matt Denton, also known as Mojo, of Ragged Birds Music. I'm a recording artist and mix engineer. And Douglas Reynolds of Resonance Studio, a mastering and recording engineer.
I could go into a step further and require passwords.
Yeah, we're required to require passwords now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that with the recent Zoom security issues? And I've been waiting for someone to come in and like
spam porn on your meeting.
Come on and join the podcast, you know?
Apparently it happens at schools a lot. All the students, you know.
Yeah.
Those crazy kids.
Yeah, I mean, kids get hold, someone keeps using the same URL over and over again and it gets shared
right around. Yeah, I mean, that's not that hard to require a password. Put it in the URL and change it every week or whatever. But.
Yeah.
Anyway. How are you, Doug?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I'm getting ready to take some time off.
I keep saying I want some time off, but I have these projects that I can't leave hanging. I have to finish up the loose ends that I have going on before I can even take a day.
It's really kind of a mental health break to get away from the day-to-day stuff that's going on, catch up on some things that have been looming over for a long time, and just sort of recollect. So I'm going to do that over the next 10
days. Hear you. I'm way overdue for that, and I just can't seem to coordinate a time that I can get away guilt-free, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well,
like if you're thinking about work, it's not relaxing to take a day off.
You got to schedule it, you know, and just say, okay, I don't even know what it's going to be like a month from now, but a month from now, I'm taking some time off and going to deal with it when I get there. So,
yeah, you
know,
totally.
And just get it on the calendar, you know?
You're right. I should get it on the calendar. Good advice. So it's happy hour. What are you drinking, Doug?
Oh, I'm just having a Shirley Temple tonight.
A Shirley Temple? That's a lot of sugar.
Oh, it's sugar-free.
Sugar-free Shirley Temple? Oh, so you're having
water,
sparkling water. I'm into a gin and tonic. Even though I have chili bubbling away on the stove, I should probably be having a margarita, but I'll save that for later.
Yeah. So we were kind of talking about what we might want to do and with regards to our show tonight, and that sort of developed into thinking about maybe doing a series.
Yeah, a series on, you know, the thing that we're so expert in because we're 22 episodes in and can't pick a topic 5 minutes ahead of our schedule.
It's a meta topic.
It's a meta topic. It's a podcast.
Yeah. And we're gonna make it as many episodes as we possibly can.
Absolutely. We're going to drag this out like Game of Thrones. There's going to be blood, dragons, plot twists. No, it's going to be straightforward. What do you need? What do you need to start a podcast?
Yeah, I thought listeners, you know, maybe there's a few musicians out there that would be like to, you know, start opening up about their band and the music and what they're doing and have another channel to connect with their fans, and podcasting is really a great opportunity to do that. It's been really interesting, the people that are interested in what we're doing, and even so much as to be involved in our shows and interviews and things like that. There's a lot of things that I never had expected. So I think both of us went on the same track, you know?
Yeah, we kind of both had the idea that we wanted to do it. And I mean, I thought of it and then thought, no, I couldn't possibly just do a podcast, forget it. But together it's like half the work for each of us, right?
Yeah. Well, there's
and
that.
Our skill sets combined too.
It's easier to have a conversation than talking to the screen. I've tried to do that like with YouTube and stuff before, and I don't do well at that.
I don't either.
It works better for me to have a partner here to talk to.
Right. Well, we bounce ideas off each other. We, you know, talk over each other.
Yeah, plus you've got a skill set in lots of different areas, and I have skill sets in other areas, and then when we bring those together, we do lots of cool things for the show.
Well, that's been kind of amazing, which is the stuff that, you know, people don't see or hear, I guess, is that we have complementary skill sets. Like, you knew about the ins and outs of actually getting podcasts published. I still kind of have very little idea about how that part of it works, but
you know, I have like web design skills and some back end stuff and graphics design skills, and you have some other infrastructure skills, and they just, and we just trade off tasks very frequently, which works out great.
And so that's the kind of train of thought and topic ideas that I thought that maybe we could get into and just lead our listeners that are interested in maybe starting a podcast, or who are podcasting and maybe get some ideas, or who are podcasting and have ideas for us too. Because in the process of kind of describing about how we're going about things, perhaps we might discover better ways of doing things, either through our own conversation or from our listeners contributing some ideas and feedback.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Let's flip it all the way back to the most basic level, which is, what do you need to get started podcasting? It's basically the same as getting started recording, more or less, right?
Yeah. Well, even before then, you know, before you started recording, you had something to record that you thought that you'd want to. Even before then is, what is it that you want to bring out to an audience? What is it that you want to present and that you're passionate about and interested in? Because if you don't have that passion and interest in the thing that you want to talk about, then that's going to come through as you don't really have passion or interest in what you're talking about.
Right. So then it goes back to say, okay, what's the thing that if somebody asks you about it, you light up like a light bulb and you can talk about it until they walk away from you because they don't want to hear it anymore.
Exactly.
That's the thing you should probably be podcasting about.
Yeah. And I've heard some people talk about your show should be the first show about a topic and stuff like that. And I tend to disagree about that.
I disagree too. It's just like there's no original, you know, song. There's only 12 notes, right? There's no original melodies. There's no original songs. I mean, everything is kind of theoretically derivative, but
you have a unique
point of view. Right. If you bring your point of view to whatever topic that you're passionate about, and you bring your own enthusiasm, and then suddenly it becomes interesting.
Yeah. No one has done you doing that topic before.
Right.
And so that's the key is to, I think you and I on or off recording are basically who we are.
Right.
You know, so being yourself, and, you know, I mess up all the time and, you know, and I'm not a great speaker, and I say, you know, a lot. And
we say a lot of stuff. We will fix it in post. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll edit that out.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a matter of you sort of train yourself to try to be better, because the cost of not doing so means more time in post-production.
And, well, yeah, there is a certain amount of bringing like your A game, bringing your, like, you have to be aware that you're being recorded. You have to be aware that you're, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to annoy anybody, you know.
Well.
That guy says you know so much. You know?
I cut out a lot of ums and lip smacks.
Ums, when I'm doing so's, post-production. You know's, and gaps. Us. And I know exactly what they all look like in waveform.
I know what they look like too. I know what a lip smack looks like. I know what an looks like. Now, the thing about this is, and I totally read an article about this after we started podcasting, I read an article about the use of the word and why is it part of the language. And what it signifies is it's part of the cadence, but it's also part of, it's a signifier to say that I'm not done with my thought, but I'm not ready to continue yet. So it's a signal that I have more to say.
Yeah. You know, I'm the youngest of a family of five kids. I'm the fifth kid. I've got two brothers and two sisters.
Wait, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest of three.
Okay. So, and it may be the same for whether you're oldest or youngest or in the middle or whatever, but if you don't claim your territory, it gets taken from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so when you're speaking, you're claiming that territory. And if you let up for a moment, then it's gone. Someone else grabs it. But if you can fill in the gaps with ums and things like that, then you have never given up your stake on the claim of that particular, you know, time that you're grabbing.
So here's an interesting corollary to that, which is when we started doing this, we would have our screens on and see each other.
Yeah.
And so there was nonverbal communication that kind of helped with the cadence and the back and forth.
True.
And we found that we had lag and our audio was not as good or reliable. and we decided to go audio only. And so when you have no visual cue as to when the other person's about to speak or isn't finished with their thought, then you have to be a little more cognizant about speaking over the other person, or is this pause mean that it's my turn, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that sort of happens, and we walk over each other occasionally and stuff, and that's another thing that usually gets edited out in post. Whoever
right.
has the main point going, and if I start to interrupt or something like that, that you know, I usually will try to pull that back out. There's no reason to keep Same. That. It's interference in the conversation, you know. But that happens. It's not a big deal.
So, okay. So point one is having a topic that you're passionate about that you could talk about for kind of for indefinitely, basically. Yeah.
And not to worry too much about how good of a speaker you are or anything. That doesn't
or it
doesn't
whether matter. It's an original topic even.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. So bring the topic that you love and don't worry about how you present it yet. You'll get better at it if you haven't ever done it before. And you can fix a whole lot of things in post, and it just takes a little bit of time.
Yeah. And you get better at it, like anything. And if you're a musician and you have some skills with recording in a DAW, you're probably like 60-75% of the way there ahead of a lot of people who have to outsource the production and the editing and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities between editing music and recording music and recording a podcast and editing a podcast.
And when we get into equipment, I don't necessarily feel like what we do and what we use is what would be best for you. And that whatever that happens to be for you, it you know, needs to work in your budget and needs to work out in the level of quality that you need and makes you happy at the end of the day when you're done recording. And that could be a lot of different things. I mean, it doesn't have to equate to a really expensive studio or anything like that.
Well, not only that, just like any gear, you can have your starter guitar, you can have your starter microphone.
Yep.
I've added to my podcast setup since we started when you kind of go, okay, it would really kind of help me out if I had blah. And it would kind of really help me out if I switched to this microphone. And so now I got a boom arm that I got off of Amazon. It was really cheap. It's probably not the highest quality, but it allows me to position the mic in a better place than the floor stand thing that I was using before. And I mean, you kind of figure stuff out as you go and you grow. And I think that a lot of people have that analysis paralysis, and it becomes an excuse, and you just kind of go, okay, well, I have to have this gear and I have to have this set up before I can get started. Well, no, just if you have an idea and you have the passion, just get started and then figure it out on the way. Like, oh, okay, you can switch your microphone out. It sounds better. You can do this post-production stuff. You can make it better. That stuff, we've been figuring it out along the way.
Sure. I don't have a boom arm.
I know you've been asking me about mine. It's not the greatest. Here's the funny part about it. It reminds me of a lamp I used to have in college, and I feel like I'm speaking into a lamp because it's the same, you know, stupid like black metal articulated spring thing. But you know, it's got a little C clamp thing, and it's
I'm actually using a kick mic stand.
That's what I was using all this time. And, you know.
And I've got my microphone's kind of heavy. And so if I extend it out far enough to where it's in a good proximity from me, where it is now, it'll fall over. And so I have some ankle weights tied around the bottom of it.
Oh, you mentioned that. That's so funny.
In addition to the regular weight that's on there.
So wait, so what mic are you using?
I've got a Rode NT1.
Okay. And that's substantial?
And yeah, I don't know what it weighs.
I would imagine Rodes are substantial, but
maybe I actually don't know it's the microphone plus the shock mount and
okay.
And then it has a pop filter on it as well.
Okay.
I would think that it's approaching 2 pounds.
Yeah. That's not insignificant.
Yeah.
This Lewitt, LC240 that I got, I'm not using a pop filter. It's got the foam cover, and it doesn't have a shock mount. It's got kind of a clamp mount, and just have the cable running to my interface, and the interface runs to my laptop, and we record into our DAWs. This is something that I don't know that everybody does. Unless we have a caller, like an interview, we record our own audio separately.
Yeah.
Into our respective DAWs. And we don't use the Zoom recording unless we have to, because the Zoom recording sometimes has weird transients. It's a little unreliable. It's very network dependent. Whereas,
yeah. So I guess we could say, what would it be like to interview on the Indie Music Podcast show? You would join us in a Zoom meeting. And right. You wouldn't have to be responsible for anything because we use the Zoom meeting recording for our interviewees.
Right.
However, if you have the facility to record yourself and provide us with an appropriate file, then any interview has the option of doing so and providing us with that file, because there may be a better level of quality in doing it that way, which is why Matt and I record our own, because the quality level of the recording we can get doing it that way, and then bringing those together and mixing those in the DAW following the show in post-production gives us what we think is a better show quality-wise for the listener.
Right, because we're not relying on the network speed or latency or a third party for our audio.
The weird packet drops and things like that that cause the...
Yeah, and the stuttering. There's just like some weird hollow transient stuff that happens with network latency. Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I'm over wireless. So it's a little more susceptible to network latency.
Gotcha. I'm actually wired in my studio computer just for that reason. It's maximizing my bandwidth. I'm about 3 times faster on an Ethernet connection than I am wireless, which is important. So for the podcaster, not only for the interviews and streaming the meetings and things like that, but you also have a significant amount of time spent in file sharing and uploading and things like that.
True.
And so those are considerations. So what type of internet speed you're working at is going to have an impact on how much time you spend in the file transfers.
Well, yeah, let's talk about time for a minute. Because if you've never podcasted before, I don't know if it surprises you or not what the time commitment is. I mean, we sit down... I mean, we chit-chat on Twitter or on Slack or whatever. We have a Slack channel that we use to talk about the podcast. And we talk about topics sometimes, and we just chit-chat sometimes. But we sit down once a week. We schedule an hour. We usually use 45 minutes. At the beginning, though, it was longer to set up Zoom and get our, talking out of the way.
We're up and running down in 5 minutes now.
We're up and running 5 minutes now. It's like anything. You just, you get better at it. You get quicker at it. Just like anything. Now editing at the beginning, editing took a long time, and editing now, even 20 something episodes in, we both of us do audio work. And so we're both pretty versed in our DAWs and editing. So I don't know if that's an advantage. I mean, I'm sure that it's an advantage that both of us have those skills. And so we basically trade off post-production. Like 1 week, I'll edit the podcast. Next week, you'll edit the podcast. So it definitely helps to have those skills, but you don't have to have them all at the beginning. But I will say that you get faster.
Yeah. And if you're you're like, yeah, you know, I'm going to let that go.
Yeah. So, but I say for we have about a 30 to 40 minute podcast.
Yeah.
And I will say that we spend roughly an hour a week talking about the topic and recording the podcast. And I want to say we spend an additional 2 to 3 hours a week doing the file transfers, the editing, post-production, and kind of vetting the podcast to make sure the levels are good, the audio quality is good.
Yeah.
And that's beyond the website stuff.
Yeah.
And
the social, so that doesn't stuff, include, right? The publishing.
Do you think that sounds accurate? That.
Yeah.
Does that sound accurate to you? Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's stuff I would like to get into later. But so that, as we get into the post-production time, and I think if anybody who's ever done any audio work or any video work, especially, is the time spent doing the recording is the smaller portion of the time.
Right, it's the least production.
Yeah.
It's the least of the time spent.
Thankfully, we're not doing video, because it's, I really just I respect talk about the people sink. That do that because the amount of time it takes.
If you've ever edited video, that becomes a full-time job.
Quickly. Yeah. You know, so a show like this in video, and you know, the YouTubers and stuff like that, those guys are doing, there's a whole bunch of work going on to get that 15, 20 minute video out.
I'm really impressed with people like Graham Cochran or somebody who can just like sit down in front of a computer with a microphone and literally just like talk for 90 minutes about a topic.
Yeah.
Without even, I don't know, he probably has bullet points, but I'm like, come on, man. That's wild to me.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody staring at me for 90 minutes. I get uncomfortable on Zoom meetings where I have to be on video, yeah. but that's just a lot.
So today we're kind of talking about just an overview, I guess, having the passion and the wherewithal to even do it in the first place. And then to think about what type of equipment you're going to need. And I think we want to maybe get into that more specifically in the next show.
Yep.
And talk about the actual topic creation process, because it's kind of laughable, really, because a lot of the time that we spend in our during the week, so Matt and I, as he mentioned, we have this Slack channel, and we just sort of banter back and forth and chat, and we really don't even talk about topic, you know, usually until like maybe the day before.
Right, the day before.
And we usually don't come up with a topic, you know, within an hour or two before the show.
Very often. Yeah. Unless it's an interview.
Yeah.
When it's an interview, you got to schedule it.
Yeah, interviews are scheduled and actually research done ahead of time on the interview time. You know, then that's out of respect for and to have a good interview and be prepared for it. So we like that. I think we're getting better at that. And hopefully our interviewees have enjoyed the process. You know, I've got good feedback.
They seem to have fun.
Yeah. And
but in terms of, I had a thought and it just went out the window. So the part that I don't know and the part that you know, because you used to do this before, is how do you publish the thing?
Yeah. So there's a lot of different ways to do that. And I think we'll dedicate a show to talk about that.
Okay.
From a real high level, all of the podcast platforms. And when I say that, I'm speaking of like iTunes podcast. I'm thinking of Spotify podcast. Those platforms, they're with like Spotify Music and everything, but they've got their own section, which is podcast. So if you haven't ever like clicked on the podcast tab, you know, and you're listening to us on the website or in on IGTV or something like that, then go check out Spotify, because you can hit the tab for podcast and search us up there. And we post the links every week too, and they're on the website or iTunes. And you can also pick us up on Stitcher. And the cool thing about those three right there is that we publish once and they automatically are syndicated out to all those platforms at once. Okay.
Right. And just like when you use DistroKid or CD Baby and you put your music out there and suddenly it goes to Spotify and Apple and Deezer and all that stuff.
With Spotify and iTunes, we're talking minutes. So you publish and within minutes, it's out there. Stitcher seems to take 24 hours to refresh, but we have some listeners who like Stitcher, and Stitcher is actually a really cool app for listening to podcasts and stuff like that, and organizes it into a podcast library for you on an app on your phone. Really cool. I like that.
Now, I feel like when we started, it wasn't that quick, though. Why was that?
Well, like the initial one, we had to get approved. So they were reviewing our stuff. But
I see.
Yeah. But after that, then it just was pretty automatic. Now, the way that works is called RSS, which is like really simple syndication. That is an XML format. It's a data format, okay? And when you publish, if you've ever like clicked on a little orange icon on a website that said feed on it, and you got a page that was full of like, looked like code, so that's an RSS feed, okay? And whenever we publish a podcast, we have the music or the audio, and which is all of what we're talking right now. And we also have the show notes, and we have metadata about the show, which is the date and time and some description information and some other things that we go through and we fill out like a form as we're creating the show on our website. And when we click the publish button, it creates an entry into that RSS feed for us. We publish the show to iTunes and Spotify. And so they're watching for our RSS feed and they reload it frequently. And when there's a change, it loads the change in. So the new episode comes in. And that's how those shows actually get published to those platforms. Okay. So Stitcher picks it up slower just because the refresh rate, and iTunes and Spotify pick it up quick. And then we do an IGTV.
And that's new.
Post. And that's new. We've been doing that for a couple episodes now at this point in time. And what we're doing there is creating a single image video, which is actually however many images you need to put on the timeline for the length of the show, and with an audio track on it. Okay. And then I'm doing the neat, I can't think of what it's called. So our logo sort of moves around on the screen a little bit while, if you're watching it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I didn't even know
that. So it's just real slow. It's just moving around the logo. And so it just does that little effect for us automatically. And then we publish that as a IGTV. So you can listen to the podcast on there. And then we also take the same video that I create and we upload that to Facebook. So those are a couple manual things that we do in the process. So we've got a whole social media thing that we do along with this, along with the regular audio podcast platforms. And those are the ways that we, publish and get our material out there.
So now one of the things that we did was we set up a website initially. It's on WordPress.
Yeah.
And the way that we publish the episodes is through the WordPress, through a plugin called Burberry.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that kind of aggregates and sends it out to the RSS feeds. Yeah.
And you don't have to have that. You could do it manually, but that just makes it easy so you don't have to do it manually.
Right. So you publish it once and it goes out to the different places.
Yeah.
That makes it really easy.
And there's also like a whole list of pings that we send out whenever we make a new post. We ping a whole bunch of other sites to let them know that we have a new post out. And we might get like trackbacks and other websites who notice us as a result of doing that. And so that's another nice thing. So I like the WordPress platform. You definitely don't have to use WordPress to do this. There are podcast services and that set you up with your own site, and you pay them to do whatever you want to set up the website and to so you can publish your podcast to it, and they give you a nice user interface that you can go configure all of your posts in and where you want to publish to and things like that. So WordPress just happens to be one way that you can do that. And we like that because we're both experienced in WordPress. And
right. We both run our own WordPress websites already.
It's so just that comfortable.
That was an easy thing for us to do.
Yeah. And so if it's something that you've done before, then it's really easy to pick it up and run with it and do that type of thing yourself. If you've never seen the back end of a website, then having and paying for a service to do that might be definitely the thing that you want to do, just to make it easy so that you're not getting buried in that infrastructure and keeping you from being productive in the podcast side of things.
Right. Figure out what your skill sets are and see if there's a way to implement podcast publishing within the skill sets that you have, or like we did, hook up with somebody that has a complementary skill set and, go that way.
Yeah.
It certainly makes it easier to share the load and split editing tasks. And like one day you'll say, hey, I did this on the website, and hey, I did this on the website, and I'll update the plugins and do this on the website. I mean, we really share the load.
Yeah.
Significantly.
But I'll give you a tip.
Everything so much easier.
Let me give you a tip though. If you're working with a partner, you'll find it that it works best if you can ask the questions and get your partner to speak more than you do, because then they have more editing time than you do in posts.
Wait a minute.
Because sometimes Matt doesn't say a whole lot.
Sometimes you don't stop talking for a while.
It's true. I work so hard. I think my wife has told me that before. You don't stop talking.
You know, we all have our strengths and weaknesses. But I think at the beginning, work with the equipment you have, because you probably have the equipment that you need to start recording if you're a musician and you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, what do you need?
And
you need a WAV file
about something.
You can you can create a WAV file out of your voice recorder on your phone.
Oh, totally.
You know, so you don't have to think it's a big deal.
Oh yeah, you could totally even do it on your phone. Yep. I didn't think of that.
In a closet. In a closet with a bunch of clothes around you.
Help to be able to close the door behind you.
Yeah. We've talked about this in other episodes, but if you don't have a room, you know, that's acoustically treated or something, but you have a walk-in closet or something like that.
Right.
That's what a great environment to, you know, to set up in. You'll have great audio. And, you know, if you've got plenty of clothes hanging on the walls.
Right. If it's good for recording vocals for a song, it's probably good for a podcast. You want kind of a dead room. You want kind of as much, as little background noise as possible. Talk to your family. I know you're at home. Talk to your family and say, hey, I need it to be quiet for the next hour.
Yeah.
Be respectful. I mean, communication
that's
is
what
so
we do here.
Huge.
Just, hey,
that's what we do.
Recording for the next hour. Actually,
I put it on the wall calendar.
Give a heads
podcast.
Up. Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We put everything on the wall calendar so everybody knows what everybody's doing when.
Nice.
I put podcast in great big letters, 5:30 to 6:30, either Wednesday or Thursday, whenever we're doing it.
Yeah.
So that everybody knows.
Yeah.
That's when you don't jump around and make loud noises and turn the heater on and run the dishwasher and take a shower, all that stuff.
And that reminds me of something that we should have mentioned earlier, and that's consistency.
Ah, yes.
Because, you know, we record every week. On a Wednesday or Thursday. Sometimes where the schedule's not working out, hits a Friday. I don't think we've ever recorded later than that, though.
And no, but our goal is to get it out on Monday or Tuesday, which means that we record it during the week, the work week, and we edit it on the weekend. And we have it edited and vetted by Monday at the latest.
Yeah. And we've only gone into Tuesday one time, and we consider that late.
Yeah.
But Monday evening is our goal. Our publishing, so trying to maintain that consistency. So we think that that's really important. So whatever you decide to do, if you're going to do a podcast and you're going to do it weekly like we do, or, you know, your frequency is whatever makes sense for your show. I don't know what that is for you.
Oh, yeah. It could be once a month. Yeah. It could be once every other week. But, yeah, definitely do it consistently. I think that every week keeps it top of mind for me, and it keeps it top of mind for us, and it keeps it kind of on track. I feel like it's just often enough.
Yeah. I mean, with the workload, I think it would start getting.
I'm going to leave that in.
With the workload, I think it would become overbearing on our schedules.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a revenue producing thing that we do here. It's, you know, it's in our spare time, and we're just trying to connect with and share information and, you know, with others and learn from others too. But to make that more of a burden, you know, to where it become a burden, it wouldn't be fun anymore.
Right. It kind of needs to be enjoyable, and it's definitely enjoyable doing the talking part. I don't know that the editing is enjoyable as much, but I know that I've gotten quicker at it, and I kind of challenge myself to like see how quickly and good I can do it. And, you know, when you're chopping out stuff and you want to make it sound like it's natural. I mean, there's just like little things that you can do to kind of keep it fun.
Well, I want to tell our listeners that listening to our show the fourth time is so much better. You just need to come back and keep listening to it over and over.
Absolutely. Again. It just keeps getting better. No, once a week is like just right for our workload. And that's kind of a split workload. So if I was doing it by myself, I don't know if I could handle it once a week, but that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's work. But if you're doing it by yourself, you wouldn't have the mix at the end.
Right.
Just your own editing. So I guess it would be a little less work in that respect. But then all of the publishing and everything would be the same.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a ramp up at the beginning. It's something that I meant to say earlier, which is like at the beginning, you got to make a website, you got to make a graphic, and you got to make a logo, and you got to, there's a ramp up period where at the beginning, there's kind of like there's some hurdles. There's some stuff you got to go through more or less once and not again, but you can refine that stuff later.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have the gear, you got to have topic.
And we didn't do everything at once either. We've sort of been building on. We did exactly what we had to have out there to begin with, which was a pretty good ramp up. Okay. There was some work involved in that. And that the website was required because that's how we publish. And that's how this podcast gets out to the other platforms. Okay. So that's a requirement.
And that's been revised at least twice. I mean, like seriously revised, like change themes, change layout, change graphics.
Adding pages.
Like, yep. You can get started knowing that, hey, this is what it is for now. Right. I can change this later as I learn more, as I grow, as I get more skills, as I figure out what I need to get going.
Yeah. I mean, iTunes and Spotify, that was the first thing we did. And, you know, so having a platform to publish to, one, having a website in order to do the publishing. And then we added on Stitcher from there by request from some listeners. You know, that was a few weeks down the road. And, you know, that's a little bit of a fill out an application and submit process. Not too bad. And then,
but go where your audience is, right?
Yeah.
Like, I only listen to podcasts on Spotify. I didn't even know what other people listen to podcasts on because I'm kind of late to the podcast game in terms of a listenership.
Sure. And then, you know, and then we add IGTV and Facebook later as we move along. We just sort of kind of growing with it. I didn't really want to get into IGTV and Facebook, you know, as Twitter was something that we did immediately because we felt that we could reach the most people that would be interested in that through our own networks on Twitter.
Right. Because that's where we hang out.
Yeah, that's where we hang. And so we started there and, you know, and then just kind of spreading out from that point. So it just doesn't have to be, you don't have to put it all together. Once just put together what you need.
No. Grow it as you grow but start out where you know your audience is. And I mean, when we started, we kind of said, okay, what do we want this to be about? And who's our target audience? Who are we talking to?
Right.
So we definitely got that right off the bat.
Yeah. And that too, I think evolved a little bit as well. So as we learn more about our audience.
And continues to.
Yeah.
And will continue to.
Yeah.
as we continue. You know, considering that we didn't have a topic an hour ago, I think this turned out pretty good. Yeah. I could talk about this for a while. I'm learning stuff.
Yeah. I think that, maybe we cut it off here because I don't want to blow the whole rest of the series of ideas, you know?
Absolutely.
But I'd like to take what we talked about tonight, maybe expand on some things and get it a little bit more in detail.
Yeah, we got to have at least a part two.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got, you know, I think we've got, what's a good word for?
A solid part one.
A trilogy.
A trilogy.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm intrigued now. Is Peter Jackson directing this? Because we gotta have the extended version.
You think Peter Jackson would be interested in the indie music podcast?
Oh, sure, why not? He could be listening right now, for all we know.
Do you ever, when you're talking about
what is this bullocks?
Yeah. Do you ever, when you're talking about the show, like start thinking in hashtags?
Dude, I think in hashtags all the time. I'm composing tweets in the shower. I'm just like, how could I word this that makes that? You don't even want to know.
Because I was just like, almost misspoke there. Because I was like an independent musician, independent artist, indie artist, you know?
It's a sickness.
Which is another thing, you know? So when you're doing your podcast, you're going to have all these things that you wear when you're thinking about your marketing, which is another topic.
You got to come up with a unique, just like a band name. You got to come up with a unique name.
Oh, and
you got to come up with a unique
before
hashtags.
You get your domain name.
Oh, domain name. Oh my God.
Go look.
Now we're off on a whole tangent. So,
go check all the social media sites to see if the usernames are available before
Absolutely.
You decide, you know.
That is job one.
All right. We're not going to give all it all away. That's it. I'm cutting it off.
All right, let's cut it off. I got to go stir my chili anyway.
All right.
Have a good night, Doug.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Take care.
See you next week. Well, that's it for another episode of the Indie Music Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, leave us a comment or a review and share with your friends. Hit us up on our website at indiemusiccast.com. Find myself on Twitter at Mojo's Army. Find Douglas on Twitter at Rezo Studio. Thanks. Until next time, keep creating.